Today we thank you. Thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you for your mercy.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh God, use us to that glory, oh God. Let your spirit, let your anointing fall on me, oh God. Let me step back and you step out. Have your way on today. Bless your people, God, as never before, oh God. Let them see, oh God, the importance of the anointing. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank God for our pastor, first lady. Thank God for all the elders, ministers, musicians, everybody. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The importance of the anointing. It is so valuable, especially in the times we're living in. Because outside of the anointing, you're gonna walk. You're going to have a hard time. You're going to have to ask the God, the daily anointing, fall on me. Praise God. We look at Luke. It's not on your sheet, but it's Luke 4, 18 and 19. I just wanted to read this. Anointing is the burden removing. Anointing is the burden removing and a yoke breaking power of God. The anointing we talking about, the purpose of the spirit that we have in us. The anointing is what empowers a man and a woman to function supernaturally. Not normally, but supernaturally. We have supernatural power in us. Supernatural power in us. The anointing is the supernatural power for supernatural assignments. How many know we're on assignment? Everyone that confesses Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and accepted him and covered under the blood wash of Jesus. We are under assignment. We got to get moving. Time is winding up. Time is coming to a close, saint. And there's no time to be taken back. We got to walk under the anointing. We got to live under the anointing. We got to speak under the anointing. God said, those that are led by his spirit. The anointing makes the difference. Boy, I love this. I'm just getting started. But I love it. Because I live in the anointing. Saints, I wake up in the morning with Jesus on my mind. And I can't have to wait to open the book. The book that has been anointed. It's been inspired by the Holy Ghost. Man written, that was inspired, that were moved by the Holy Ghost, that written. Anointed man of God. Saying we have to carry it now. We have to take the torch and go run for it. We're in our Olympic Games. God, my God, my God, God is crying out to him. He said, cry loud and spare not. Right. Yeah. Praise God. Supernatural power for supernatural assignments, not just one. If you are plugged into the power of man of the world, if you are plugged in to that power, and women and men will see you as in somebody from another world. You're talking about anointing. That's what we're supposed to be. We are not of this world. We are just pilgrims traveling through. So you got to take up your cross. Come on, saints. It's time to fight the good fight of faith and hold on to eternal life. Because the enemy is not going to slow down. He's ran it up because he knows his time is short. We are anointed people from another world. That is liquid power that comes from the anointing in a heavenly electric power, an electric source. See, the pastor is an electrician, but he ain't got nothing on the Holy Ghost. He ain't got nothing on the Spirit of God. Yes, juice is flowing through those wires, but think about the juice that we got flowing through us. My God, we should be excited. That's why I get excited, saints, when I just think of the goodness of Jesus. All right. And all he has done is for me. I can't help but cry out, hallelujah. If I'm a little loud, just say, pray for me. He said, cry loud. So I cried. Oh, boy, I love it. I love it. I love it, saints. And I want to encourage you, saints. Life is difficult. Things happen. But the world, things happen in the same thing. You know, Ecclesiastes, I always go to Ecclesiastes 3. You know, it tells us it's time and a season. So think about it, if it's your season. Yesterday we lose loved ones. I've lost loved ones. I've had a sickness in my body. But by the grace of God, I don't have to entertain asthma no more. All right. I told God, if he give me my air back, I want, he going to have to worry about me praising him. That's right. He has to worry about me running for him. I'm going to shout, as they say, till the cows come home. And I don't know about all that, but anyway, I'm going to shout. You got to encourage yourself. Whatever gets you to laugh and enjoy God, you got to motivate yourself in this walk. Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. We're living in a time when the generation is wild. And they don't have no hope, but we have it. We got to share it. Man, I love God. You see, you got to just say that sometimes because sometimes it's hard to impress on our mind. It's hard for us to understand that. But we got to encourage ourselves daily. Paul said, what? I die daily. It's no more I. It's no more me. But it's the Christ that lives in me. It's the anointing that makes the difference. We often quote the spirit scripture with pastor always say, those that are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. Yes. Come on, saint. We got to walk this thing out. Yes. Every day we got to be committed, determined, set apart. Yes. I love God, saints. I don't want none of my loved ones to be lost. I don't want none of my friends to be lost. I don't want none of my co-workers to be lost. I don't want no one to be lost, but we know, amen, he said, straight is the way. and narrow the gate that leads to life. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. And we see it happen. We just had to be real with it. He said, the righteous scarcely make it, and where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? Right. Come on, saints, this is life. Yeah. This is life. It is real. My God. Amen. I'm a flip the script a little bit, if you don't mind me slowing down a little bit, if I can. I don't know. I'm already charged up. I'm charged up. Saints, I never take my cables off my battery. Y'all give me rate to that. Right, brother? Stay on top, man. See, this is what God wants us to do. This is a good life. But you got to keep your charges, your battery charged up. Shoot. I get up in the morning. I know I'm going to eat good. And ain't no snake steak, you know. And ain't no natural food. I'm looking for that spiritual nourishment. This thing, that's what's going to sustain me. That's what's going to keep me. I understand that, you know. I've come to that point to understand that. You know. Yeah, I like to go here and go there, but the way things are going now, it's not even safe for you to walk out your door. That's real. I drive that bus for the seniors, and a brother just died not a week ago. You know, he was an elderly man, but he had cancer. Before you know it, just spray it to his body. Like that, he was gone. So it keeps me aware how fragile life is. Yeah, that's the only reason I enjoy the pay, but I stay within reality. You see, we keep it real, as they say, keep it real. Man, and when I get in the Word, I sat there for 3-4 hours in my garage just eating it. And I say, Lord, bless me. Rest me till I want no more. That's the anointing makes the difference. Boy, I say, Lord, let me. And I'm going to get into that saturated because there's 3 anointing. Hopefully, amen. Oh, it's almost 1 o'clock already. What you say, Pastor?
I said nothing.
Oh, bless God, bless God. Amen. Praise God, amen. We're dealing with people, God's people, that was captured by the Assyrians, that God used Assyrian to bring them in captivity. And y'all, sometime I'll go off because something dropped in my spirit, I might say it. But this is what's happening to America. God has moved his hand away. Because man is doing, as the scripture was in our Power Hour in Deuteronomy and another one, another, say everybody's doing what's right in their own eyes. My God, it's awful times, saints. We don't respect God no more. We don't respect God no more. We walking over the God of the creation. He read a scripture in Philippians. And that's where God is in charge. God is in control of everything. But we don't believe it. That's why he put in the scripture, you walk by faith. See, I thank God for his consolation because I don't listen to the counsel of man. They say we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm not trying to see what's going on. I got my blinders on. I stay focused on the he marked that perfect man. And behold, all right. For the end of that man is peace. So that's scripture. So why am I mark anybody else? That's true. He said, the truth shall do what? Set you free. And he that the Son is free, free. Is what? Free indeed. Boy, I love the Word. I love the Word. I don't care who knows it. Because I know what God do for me. My wife was almost to down to death. God raised her up. God raised her up. Now I gotta almost grab her by the shirt to keep up with her. My sister Mildred. She was in hospital for 14 months on her back. Tubes all over. A couple of weeks ago, she went home. She went home. I'm talking about her natural home, not home, not the glory. She went home. And now she's moving and everything. You know. I'm just showing you about the blessing, the anointing of God. The anointing makes the difference. And she's saved. She know God.
That's all right.
And that helped her with different ones, like we all, like the saints and everybody praying for her. You know, Evangelist Betty encouraging her. You know, calling on the phone and lifting her spirit up when I don't get a chance to do it. I'm just sharing right now. We're running out of time. All right. That's all I need to hear. Yeah. Well, hey, which one? You rather this food or you want to go out and get that natural food? No, no, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. I just love it, man. I love it. If I can't enjoy myself among the saints, where can I enjoy myself? I don't have no hair, but I still let it down what I got. Thank you, sir. As if we look at Isaiah 10, and it's just a little background, let's get you to see what was going on. Greed, as chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. The leaders in Israel were greedy for gain. Can we relate to that? Mm-hmm. Can we see that? It's happening right now. Mm-hmm. They're greedy for gain. They use unjust laws. We see that? To support their selfish practices. As they rob the poor, right? They rob the poor, stealing their homes and all this thing. Because they can't read it and they don't understand. And they manipulate them and take the thing that they have been in that 50 years or so, and they come in and snatch it away. Mm-hmm. Nothing but the enemy. As they rob the poor and needy. Just before God's judgment fell on the nation, the rich were prospering and the poor languishing. What will you do in the day of punishment? Is a question that we all must answer. What good is all your wealth if you are not prepared to meet God?
Amen. That's right.
What good is it? Man, I thank God. We were saying that in powwow. Mm-hmm. You know, ain't nothing here we should be clinging to. Mm-hmm. Nothing here is going to last. Because what did he say in the word? Heaven and earth, well, what? Pass away, but what will last forever? My word. Amen. I love when Jesus went in the wilderness and that little slewfoot devil tried to deceive my father. If you do this, if you do that, if you do this, I give you all this. And he came back. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Man, I that's the way I live. Amen. I live, saints, because he told me what's important. See, if I don't know nothing but that one scripture, I'm going to hold on to that. You know, Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. But I'm going to see the king. Man. Hey, can I run? Oh, man. Run on and see what the end is going to be. That's right. That's right. Oh, God. God is good. God is so good, saint. God is so good. Not one time that God is good, not good. That scripture came to mind. Why? Because God said, I'm the same. We all know it, right? I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Boy, I love that cement there. When you put that cement in the ground, it gets hard, and you got to do some hard work to chisel it out there. And that's the way God say, hold on to eternal life. Hold on. And let it not slip or let it not go. My God, I tell you, I'm trying to move. But the Spirit just, the anointing makes the difference. Whew. Man, I feel like Jeremiah. I can't hold my peace. It's just like fire shut up in my bone. Hey, Jesus. Man. I can walk bad, too. Bad to the bone. I know who the king. I know who got it all in control. When I strut for the man. When I boast in the Lord. Boy, I love it. Hey, wow, I just felt. Y'all didn't feel that? The anointing. Man, I tell you, I'm getting crazy now. I feel it, Saint. Glory, pride. Pride, 5 and 9. Assyria was God's tool. See, we wonder why these people are doing what they're doing, why all this going on in the stores and this and that and that. God used people to bring us to our knees. You know, and I look at COVID. And we all were in the shedding. But how many of us were praying and fasting and seeking God? Y'all get it later. We were in the shedding almost 2 years? How many of us took advantage of that? Nourishing ourselves in God's word. Man, we should have been eating. I was sat there, my office right in the front. And I was looking. I had my blinds open. I ain't seen nobody come passing. I said, I ain't got nothing to distract me. But just keep my head down. That's all right. Oh, God. God is good, saints. Get with me. Get with me, saints. I love it. Come on, let's give God some love. Come on. We got to acknowledge him. He said he inhabit what? The praises of his people. Saints, start with it. You got to recognize, forget about people. You get yours. When you come to the house of God, get yours. Y'all know me? Man, I'm going to shout. Because when the water is troubled, I'm going to wait for somebody to put me in there. You know? I'm going in. I don't know how to swim, but I know the Savior. Hey! Woo! My God, I love it. Y'all better look out. I got a lot to go. Praise God. We have to cut it short, but the main thing is, what's the main thing? The makes. That if you don't get nothing, remember that. And seek for it. Seek for the Lord while he can be found. Call him while he is near. My God. And let the wicked turn away from their ways. Forsake it. Amen. God's given us the opportunity to clean our house up. My God, I love God. I love God. See, God, when I talk like that, God say, I love you too, boy. You keep on. You keep pushing me up. You keep pumping me up. You keep bumping me up. I'm the only one that matters. I'm the only one that matters. My God. Oh, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. Bless God. The Syrian was God's tool for punishing Israel. But the tool cannot boast about what it does. Assyrian was proud of his conquest, and God had to humble him. I ain't waiting for God to humble me. I'm going to submit. Lord, have your way. Lord, forgive me. Wash me, Lord, as David said. Clean me up, Lord. But don't take your anointing. Don't take your spirit away from me. The power I need to be caught up in the moment in the twinkling of my eye. My God! Woo! My, every time I quote a scripture, Lord, like, give me a nudge. I said, my God, not this. I tell you, this is like, somebody say, I'm a fool for Christ. I'm a fool for Christ. Man, I can act, I can put on an ugly face. I don't know. Oh, bless God, bless God. All right. Chuck, are we all right? All right, all right. Praise God. Humble. It's people and judge that for their evil deeds, it's always the evil deeds, the army would vanish like a tree in the forest fire. Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, was conquered by Babylonians in the 612 BC. Nations may boast, but God, but God, but God, but God has the last word.
Amen.
Has the last word. Boy, that's what I love, the way God put a period on things. And I was kind of not well, I was just saying, I seemed like I thought I struggled in school, but somebody tell me I'm like an elephant, man. I got so much that God bringing back. When I was on that, driving that bus for 38 years, MTA, RTD, man, God was ministering to my spirit. God would minister to me and bless me. I was going somewhere, but anyways, praise God. But anyway, it's just that God know how to humble you. God know how to deal with you. I was up and down just like everybody else. And I got tired of going up and down this roller coaster. And I said, man, this is not good. I gained some ground, and then something happened, and I back up. Gained some ground, and you know how something happened, and we get mad. We get upset. We're not so much at God, but the situation. And God said, okay, son, you're going to learn this lesson. I'm going to keep you on that first step of that ladder until you pass the test. Wow. And then I elevate you to the next step. I say, Lord, I thank you. Being real with me, being honest with me. And he kept me there until I passed all the tests, whatever the situation be. He a progressive God. But now he's not going to push you up when you're not ready, because you might fall out and leave. God is a merciful God. Oh, bless God, bless God. Oh, let me move. I don't want nobody to get restless with me. Hope 20 and 34, and this is where Israel coming out. Hope. We've seen greed of the people of Israel. We've seen pride of the Assyrians. Now we're seeing hope. In his grace, God saved a remnant. Isn't that wonderful? With all that's going on, where we at? Are we part of that remnant? Y'all just pray for me. Well, you know, a little of some people. God saved some. Chucky, you got to help me. I'm going to get tutoring lessons from you. Praise God. And permitted them to return to the Lord. My God. And God also promised Judah that Assyrians would not capture Jerusalem. The tall, the proud tree Syria would be cut down to seeds. Even in the midst of the wrath, God give his people hope. My God. All right, I'm gonna try to push it up a little faster. I don't know how much faster, but I'm gonna try. Camille might have to stick with me on the verses because I might skip some. So it's 108. I'm gonna drop down because I got a little bit about Samson. We know about Samson. You know, when he took us off of God because of the flesh, because of Delilah, she got him. Yeah. Are you laughing? She got him. She got him. When we take our eyes off God, the enemy is waiting. He's waiting for that little crack. He's waiting for that little opportunity to slip in. But then when you turn back to God, And he said, God, give me one more chance.
Yes.
Man, what a merciful God.
Yes, that's right.
What a merciful God. Yes. Okay, I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to go through those scriptures, and I'm not going to go through 20, the scriptures of the chapter, because I just reviewed that. So I'm going to go through that, and I'm going to give you 103 and all those at the bottom, if we can. Saturating, there's three anointing. Saturating anointing. It's like the precious oil upon, now I'm from the south, bear with me, upon the head, running down the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. Psalms 133 and 2 say, Moses poured the anointing oil on Aaron's head, and it flowed down Aaron's hair, past his beard, on his clothes, and all the way down to his feet. Saturated anointing. See, we can't just have our head anointed. We got to have all of us anointing. That's what I'm saying. Lord, cover me. Saturate me in your anointing. Why? Because the anointing makes the difference. All right. I like to make sure you get that, if nothing else, because then you can relate to everything else I say. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing. All right. Thank God for people that respond. Oh, boy. And it flows from Aaron's hair, past his beard, unto his clothes, and all the way down to his feet. He was drenched. My God. Don't that say something about God? Doesn't it say what God want us to have? God want us to be full of his power, full of his anointing, full of his spirit. And the disciples say, why couldn't we cast them out? He said, because they only come out through prayer and fasting. See, God has a program, and if we don't get in line with God's word, we're going to miss the mark. Yeah. We save, and this is what I want you to understand. We save, but I don't struggle with life no more. You understand what I'm saying? We can be saved, and it be wearing us out. We're just going through just like the world. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. Yes. Life, saint, live! And have it more abundantly. Yeah. When the last time y'all see me slow down? I'm giving God the glory. I'm setting an example. See, I'm setting the pace. So if y'all can't go with the foot soldiers, how y'all gonna run with the horses? Oh boy, I love it. It's real. God is real. God is real. That's right. Keep it in focus. That's right. Now we know that. Praise God. Thank you. Drenched in anointing. Thoroughly soaked. Saturated. My God. Fresh anointing. Number two. I have been anointed with fresh oil. That's what you ought to say. God, give me that fresh oil. Psalms 92 and 10. We've got to make sure the anointing is still fresh. Like a loaf of bread when you leave it open all night and don't wrap it up and close it. What happened? Stay out. So that's just an analogy. You got to open the book. You in school, you do what the teacher say. Said study. The master says study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. How you gonna know truth and you don't have it in you? And I'm just talking, not nobody in particular. I'm just talking, just encouraging each other. That's what we do. We encourage. That's what preaching's all about. Because we don't want nobody to struggle, especially when God has set you apart, when you've been saved. The anointing
makes the difference.
Everybody, unity, there's strength. The anointing. All right, wake up. I'm going to get out of your way in a minute. Wake up. How are you doing, Pastor?
Doing all right.
All right, yeah, I got 2 minutes, minute and 2 seconds. Praise God. Anyway, let's see here. And the last one, anointing, number three, anointing.
All right.
Of wisdom and favor.
Come on.
Wisdom and favor. But you have an anointing from the Holy One.
Yes.
And you know all things. 1 John 2 and 20. Boy, I love God's word. I wish I could just, I need about 3 hours sometime, man. just to speak how I feel. Long as y'all, and I give y'all what they call those drinks. I give everybody a drink so they don't fall asleep. Energy drinks. Praise God, praise God. Anointing gives you direction in a moment of decision. See, this is what the anointing's purpose are. Because we have decisions to make in this life. But the anointing helps you. God knows what we need. Moment of decision. The anointing brings a spirit of wisdom. Whew. So you know the right things to do. The anointing also brings a spirit of favor. When you are walking in anointing, it opens doors. I don't know about you. It opens doors for me. Like I was telling the pastor and first lady, I was in the store, Albertson, about 3 weeks ago. And this lady come flying around there, and me and her had almost a collision course. But I showed kindness, and I said, no problem, you okay, you okay. Get to the counter. Guess who was behind me? That same lady. So I shoved my card in, and I guess I pulled it out too fast, and I shoved it again, and they reject or would decline because they thought somebody had got my card. So I said, I fought it, fought it, and tried and tried. So I stepped out the line and said, let me call the bank or whatever. And she said, don't worry about it, I got it. That same lady, acts of kindness. Don't worry about it, I got it. It wasn't $10. It was $60.01. A complete stranger, saints.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the grace, the goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord.
God's still working.
Yes, he is.
But we got off the team. Get back on the team. That's okay. No, but, oh, bless God. Bless God. Let's see where we at here. The anointing moves you from the back to the front. The last shall be first. And the first shall be last. God's going to turn it around.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn it around for me. Turn it around for us. That's the song say. Man, I love it. I consume everything. Music, sayings, quotes. You know, anything that can help me to run this race with patience.
All right.
Anything that if I watch a game and I look at LeBron James. Look at that man, what is 20 some years? How long he been in the league?
Yep.
And how old is he?
38
years old. Man, but the thing about it is, he keep himself fit.
Right.
What about us, men and women of God? Do we work it out spiritually? And I do both. Because I want balance. I hit 73 years old on the 31st, and I love it.
Yeah.
73 years old. And I can gallop with the best of them. Because I got the anointing. And why? Because the anointing
makes
the difference. Yeah. We don't take no backseat to nobody. Man, we are first class citizens. We are ambassadors for Christ. We have a royal king. We are heirs, and not only that, joint heirs to the kingdom. Boy, I don't know. Woo, that just went through my ears just now. All right, Pastor, I'm going to get ready to close it down. Close it down. We ain't going to get to the other scripture. That's all right. But because I don't want to overwhelm, you know, I'll be out of order or anything. Praise God. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Psalms 5 and 12. God anointing brings with it God's favor. The anointing makes the difference.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Altar call or anyone that needs prayer. Got a man of God here. We all will anoint you. You can come forward or just get up and we'll pray jointly. We'll pray together because the anointing makes the difference.
Yes.
God said the anointing destroys the yoke. Anything that's holding you down. Anything that's causing problems in your life. God say, I come. That you may have life. He said, I am that I am. Praise God. Those that are on YouTube, the airways, this is now your opportunity to give your life to God. Because time is winding up. This is the time, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. So just come, come, come. Or just say, Lord, I repent before you. Forgive me. Baptize me in your word. In your water, Lord, that spiritual, that natural baptism. And oh God, come into my life and save me. As I was going through, that anointing sets us apart. It distinguishes us. So we praise God. And I'm not going to, like I say, I'm going to close it out. But we thank God for your patience. Thank God. Something may have been said that encourage you. Don't let trials and tribulations slow you down. That's life. We all have it. But we under the blood. God said, he's my comforter. He said, he's my strong tower. You see? He said, he will never leave me nor forsake me. He said, he's always a present help in the time of trouble or need. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. I noticed nobody went to sleep. Amen. No nod, nod when Brother Tyrone is sharing from his heart, the man loves God.
Hallelujah.
What I love about the Lord is we're all different. We're so much the same, but we're so different as well. And when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, it makes all the difference in the world. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, recovering of sight to the blind, you know, healing the sick, and going into the prison. You know, we all have different ministries, but God is faithful. And I thank God for his anointing, his spirit, his power, his favor, his love, his grace, his mercy for each one of us. I may not have the energy of Brother Tyrone. But this one thing I know is I love the Lord God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I've seen God's anointing rest on those that may be on their bed of affliction, and yet they're solid in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whoever we are, wherever we may not worship, praise him the same, but if we love Jesus, his anointing will follow you. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. He will uphold you. He will bless you. He will heal you. And this is what preaching of the gospel is all about. And I thank God for Jesus. So, Brother Tyrone, thank you for the word today. Thank God for allowing the Lord to use you. See, there's only one Tyrone. You know, and so you must move as God moves you. You see, and we thank God for that. But I thank God that the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you for giving the altar appeal, letting someone know that Jesus loves you. That if your life has been a wreck, he can turn it around. You know, there's a lot of people that's down and out, but there's folks that's up and out too. But the fact is, folks, is out of the will of God. But Jesus is standing with his arms wide open saying, come unto me. All you who are laboring, heavy laden. We're living in time. I love what you said as the Lord led you. Time is winding up. We look around us and we're seeing things that we've never seen before. The coldness, the callousness. I mean, shootings rampant. You just go down the list. You see things that are happening. And Jesus said, when you see these things happening, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. That Jesus is soon to come back. And someone may say, well, I've heard that all my life. Well, it's closer now than it's ever been. And we just need to make up our mind to live for the Lord. You ain't got to run, jump, shout, fall out, blow bubbles. But make up in your heart and your mind that for God I live, for God I'll die. And we make up our decision, our mind, to follow Jesus. Guess what? Blessings untold. Things that we struggle with, we don't have to struggle with no more. But why? Because we have help, you know. You know, yes, you're going to have some trials. Yes, you're going to have some tribulation. But if you're in Christ, now you have help on your side. I mean, you know, and so the man have already preached. So look, I'm going to let this go. We're going to get out of here on a high note. Amen. He made the altar appeal. He said the anointing oil is here. Is there anyone sick or afflicted in their body and you just need prayer today? If you do, just slip up your hand. If you got situations in your life, we here together as believers, we can pray for one another. If hands don't go up, we're praying. And I'm praying for my sweetheart, dear little daughter, adopted, she don't even know it, Diana. I'm praying for you and that baby that's on the way. Amen. And God will bless you abundantly. Bless that baby and bless Sessie to say, wow, let me help, Mom. Praise the Lord. That's the God we serve. Amen, amen. If not, why don't we stand on our feet? Praise the Lord. Let's get out here on a high note. Let's praise the Lord for a moment. Amen.
Praise.